for Mike Maroney, it could be a very big day because he's got two live chances in the features, the Australian Guineas and the Blamey Stakes. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, sir.
Very well indeed. Have you had many Guineas runners? What's the closest you've come to winning an Australian Guineas?
Look, I've had a few runners over the years, but I don't think we've been that close. I know Tavachi went around on it, and he went from last to first. It was a bit of an average ride that year. And we had Alabama Express last year, but he ended up cook after the race and never raced again.
Oh,
so
right.
It hasn't been a great race for us at this stage.
Well, hopefully you'll turn it around tomorrow because Poland is in ripping form after that win in the Autumn Stakes. And it's been a pretty good guide, the Autumn Stakes, to the Australian Guineas over the years. And first up,
yeah.
Has he taken much improvement out of that race? Because it was a pretty brutally run 1,400.
Look, he's come on really well for it. We had him pretty forward for his first one. I'm a believer in doing that. I think if you don't have him forward enough, they can knock themselves around a fair bit because... Yeah, a lot of them try very, very hard on when on the press side. So we were getting pretty ready, and he came through it really well. 3 weeks between runs should be ideal, and he worked really well here Tuesday. Craig had a bit of a sit-on for the first time, and he was happy with him. So we're going into it with a nice barrier draw. A little bit hard to match up the form, to a degree, but I think if you went through the spring, you can sort of match it a bit through Acer. With us, so we're pretty confident our horse improved a fair bit between spring and autumn.
And has he improved much out of that Autumn Stakes as well?
Yeah, I think he's gone forward. He looks readier. Just on weights and measures. Look, he's a big horse. He's 16.3 more or less. And he's going into this about 8 kilos lighter than what he was going into his first up run. So I think he's just set that touch readier.
His only run over the mile was in the Caulfield Guineas where... It would seem something wasn't right. He was either over the top or tired. So is there any issue about the mile? Do you think he's going to be relishing it?
I think he will be. Look, as soon as I saw him in the parade area, he was 2 inches down in front of what he was behind. And we'll say, when they're like that, it's like they've got a runner behind and they can't balance themselves up. So, and he raced accordingly. He was the first one beaten. And before that, he had form around the horse that ran second in the race. So... Yeah, he had to be well below par on Caulfield Guineas Day, the way he went.
He's gone well at Flemington in the past. You've drawn the one gate. Is he just going to sit behind the speed? Is that where you'd like him?
Yeah, he's got a lot of gate speed. I think he'll be sort of jumping going forward and eventually something will probably cross him, I would think. But, he wants to run at a reasonable speed, our bloke. So, we won't be, if he gets left in front, he gets left in front. But, I can see that there's enough speed from out wide that he should get a nice bit of cover.
Gate one can be a gift or a curse. Do you like it when you see one next to your horses?
Not normally. No, I'm not. I like to keep the one off the rail if you can, because then you can dictate when you make a move, with what speed's on in front of you. So, it can sometimes work against you. But I just think this race looks as if it's going to be quite truly run. So to get a little bit of cover behind them, was probably not a bad thing.
How's Buffalo River come through his run last start? He was pretty game, only just got touched off by a horse who's flying in regards Marie.
Yeah, weight difference. I know Jamie thought she just got flushed out a little bit early on him. He's nice and relaxed, and she said he's one of those, if you just give him a little bit of rein, to quicken up, he'll grab it and take off, So I know she thought he got the front too soon and just got tired the last 100 metres. So he's come on really well. This will be the happiest I've ever been with him. He's just finally, to my eye, matured. And it looks as if he's carrying weight in the right places and got quite strong. So, couldn't be happier with him going to this race.
I know you've been trying to get him to not race as, I suppose, fiercely as he has in the past. Does he look the leader tomorrow?
He does. He does look the leader, but I think he'll lead a bit more relaxed than what he has been. He's learned just to relax that tad now. And that's only been maturity and practice too. Like, he's a lightly race horse for his age. But, I suppose when they change countries, you tend to have to do that with them. But he's now, as I said, he's the finished article now. And it's now up to him to prove what he's got, and hopefully he starts tomorrow.
Do you think he'll win tomorrow?
If I was a betting man, I'd say yes. But then, you know, you're always thinking of your own horses, and there's probably others here that think they're going to win as well, and their horses as well. But all I can say is our bloke's well. He'll make his own luck in front, I would think. And, you know, we're pretty sure he's fit enough and going as well as we can get him going.
Has this always been the grand plan, to win this race and get into the All-Star Mile?
Yeah, well, the grand plan was to get voted in first, but that didn't quite work. But plan B was to run in this, and I think that we were always going to run in this into the race anyway, so, you know, if he's going well enough, he'll deserve his chance in the race.
Can Des Moines improve in the last? Had no luck at Caulfield last start.
Yeah, look, she's finally drawn a barrier, so I think 1,400 metres around here, that's a big help. So she's a chance, because it may be one of her last runs, but she can foal. But she didn't get in foal till late. But I would say this would be one of her last runs. She's working well. She's going well. She's run, I think, about 5.5 lengths or probably all last time. So there's you know, it's not a stronger race, but there's still good depth, and it's always hard to get back tight. But we've always been a believer that she's up to black tight, so hopefully she gets it before she goes off to be a mum.
And your two tonight, Lita at the Valley, and also Snapper, who returned to form brilliantly last start. Who's your best?
Oh, I think Snapper. I thought he was quite impressive last time, and he was not that far off the Group 1 horse in New Zealand as a two-year-old. So now he's been gelded. He came over here and was very colty and raced accordingly, only run we gave him. Then we stopped and gelded him. He's come back and improved out of sight. So, you know, I think that he's always had the ability there, and I thought he was quite impressive last time, and he certainly has taken a backward step since then.
Good luck tonight and tomorrow, Mike.
Okay, thank you.